Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Married at First Sight is back again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and catch up on 9 Now, including on last night's episode, Carly.
Yeah, and Tori was front and centre and in the hot seat on last night's episode. She joins us now. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning.
Now, Tori, let's talk about last night, because it seems like not only are you copying it from the contestants about your relationship, but now you're copying it from the experts. John Aiken came for your relationship and basically said he thought that you and Jack were faking it.
Yeah, look, I feel like last night you can pretty much tell with my, I guess, my facial expressions and what else, that I'm pretty much, like, done at this point. Like, it's just this relentless, you know, it's almost bullying at this point. It's almost, like, just poke after poke after poke. And we're so focused on Jack and I that we're not focusing on anyone else's relationships. I think that they're just getting away with, you know, with whatever it may be, and Jack and I are just really holding a lantern for focus right now.
To be fair, though, Jack has done some really questionable things over the experiment. It's not like people are just coming for you for no reason.
Look, I think people can be curious, but I think I would draw the line at bullying, relentless poking. I would draw the line there. I've made a decision week on week as an adult whether to stay or leave, and there needs to come to a point where people respect that and start focusing on their own yard instead of mine.
Interesting. How did it feel coming from the experts hearing that they were questioning your relationship? Because I feel like you've kind of got that a lot from the fellow contestants, but I think that's almost a maths first to hear that.
I don't think we'd be the first couple in 11 seasons to hear that, but it's no different than hearing it from a contestant, right? Once you've heard it once, it's water off a duck's back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. And it's funny, like, with the experts, like, when they're coming to you, just there's a party that's like, you did this! You're the one that organized this! This is your fault, right?
Yeah, you matched us. You're meant to know us better than we know ourselves, so I don't know why you're so shocked with the display of behaviors that are happening. You should have known that this is what was going to happen, no?
Yeah.
So I think, look, it is what it is at this point.
When you see Jack cry, how does that make you feel, out of curiosity?
When I see Jack cry?
Yeah.
Look, I am a bit of a sucker for tears, so this is going to sound terrible. I really like it. I'm like, yes, show me that raw emotion, son. Cry.
Is that because it's the only emotion you're really seeing? You're like, oh, yes, finally. We're breaking down a wall, baby.
Cry. Let it out.
Weird kink, but I'll allow it.
Well, speaking of kinks, I guess one of the big question marks over your relationship is the lack of intimacy. Jack did actually say to Jade that, you know, if he was more attracted to someone that he was paired with in the experiment, they would have already slept together by now. It was glossed over last night on the episode, but I feel like we didn't get a true answer about how that really made you feel. I feel like you kind of...
It was glossed over. So the question was if you were more sexually attractive. Jack and I find each other attractive. There's never been a doubt about that, and I feel like that's been clarified each and every episode since episode one. But in the beginning, Jack and I weren't sexually attracted to one another, and that was... You never heard me say that. They never showed me say that. But it was a shared feeling, and it grew, and we worked on it, and it grew. So when they're saying, you're not being intimate, we've not slept together, but, I mean, I'm not going to go into the intricacies of what our day-to-day looks like, but I can guarantee you, like, it's the last thing to tick off. And I think when you had the experience that we had, and the pressures and the external noise and the internal noise, it's not the most romantic setup. You're not going to bed that night feeling relaxed and like you just want to rip each other's clothes off. We were in fight or flight from the first dinner party until the very last dinner party that we were ever involved in. So I think people need to allow for that type of pressure.
It wasn't the long hair that was a deal breaker, was asking as a person that is growing his hair out at the moment.
No, no. Honestly, keep growing it.
Okay, oh, there you go. Now, Tori,
and also, I cry all the time as well, Tori. So
grow that hair.
Yeah, and I cry all the time as well, Tori. So just resist me if you
out,
can,
Jack,
because I get emotional.
Stop it. Stop.
Now, Tori, over the weekend, you and Jack appeared in an interesting place. You were at Bryce, fellow maths contestant's birthday party on the Gold Coast. Did Bryce offer up any advice? Because obviously he was the subject of a lot of heat when he was on the show. And how did you guys even become friends?
So we did go to Bryce's birthday, and Bryce is, you know, quite he's a lovely, lovely guy. And he had a whole heap of advice, but, you know, his advice was keep your loved ones close and just remember that, you know, TV show for entertainment, and only Jack and yourself will know what your journey was and will be able to understand it. So he's a really, really lovely guy, and I'm glad that I got to meet him.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I mean, it was interesting seeing him and Jack together in the same room. They've definitely, I guess, made their mark on Australian TV. Obviously, you've been out and about with Jack. He's not the most, I guess, liked person in Australia at the moment.
I reckon people would run up to him in like a loving way, in a weird way, but
yeah,
you know what I mean?
How is it outside of the experiment when now you guys are back in real life?
We've not had a negative encounter.
No one does.
Well, that's good.
They
to
hide
hear.
Online. Hide online.
Mm. So, correct. All the really pathetic people that love a bit of cyberbullying are in their house eating potato chips in a dark room.
Wait, how does she know what I'm doing? I'm going to write a lot about this out there, she. And crying.
But, you know, and crying. But the people that are, you know, like more than happy to just have a chat and understand what TV is, are really, really pleasant encounters.
I did walk out with a chat with Jack there. I said it. I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh,
but anyway.
Yeah, Tori,
but
that, got but
yeah,
frustrated.
It was frustrating me. But anyway, you're not. You're lovely. And that's where we conclude. Maths is back again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and 9 Now. Tori, thanks for your time, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.